G'day and welcome to Partakers and our Monday Think Spot. With the start of a new week, it's Monday. I don't know how your weekend went. I had a weekend that I want to forget very quickly. It could be said that I did not have a peaceful weekend dealing with situations that arose. I'm at peace now, but I certainly was not at the time. Yet I had this little voice inside me repeatedly saying, "Trust me. Be at peace with yourself." The Holy Spirit was ministering to me amidst the turmoil, despite my often not wanting to hear him. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 records Jesus speaking these words, "God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God." All over the world, the majority of people share a common desire for peace. But what is peace? The peace the world wants varies from the peace which we as Christians know to be true. The world sees peace as the absence of conflict and people being generally nice to one another. "Isn't that lovely?" they say. Peace in the Christian context goes further, saying peace is perfect harmony with God, perfect harmony with all other people, perfect harmony with circumstances, and perfect harmony with self. While we are to aim for peace in all those areas, perfect peace in all those areas will not come until Jesus Christ comes again and takes those of us who are Christians to be with him. However, that does not give us as Christians a mandate to sit around not doing what we can for peace. Unsurprisingly, the Bible has a lot to say about peace. Jesus commanded his followers to be peacemakers, because God is a God of peace, and the kingdom of God to which Christians belong is about peace in the Holy Spirit. Peace, therefore, is to be our business. In a world full of peaceless turmoil, such as conflicts between nations, conflicts between neighbors, conflicts even within families, and conflicts within and between churches, Christians are to be peacemakers. If you are a Christian, you have peace with God because Jesus Christ is your peace between God and yourself. More than that, we are to be at peace with other people. Now, this can be very difficult. We are commanded by Jesus, our Master, to be peacemakers. We are to live at peace with everyone and do everything possible which leads to peace and mutual encouragement. And even more, we are to remain at peace when confronted with peaceless circumstances and events. We are to seek peace in these events, which is a gift of God. Whereas worldly peace requires manipulation of circumstances, God's peace comes regardless of circumstances. When faced with circumstances, events, and troubled times, we are to grasp hold of the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding. This inevitably leads us to have an untroubled, unfearful heart and mind. Wow! Go in peace this Monday, into this week, knowing that the God of peace lives inside you if you are one of his children. Go dispense this peace as God's peacemaker where you go. You can be the peacemaker in your place of work, where you live, where you visit, where you socialize, and even where you shop or play sport. If you're struggling to be a peacemaker in a difficult circumstance, then ask this Holy Spirit who lives inside you to help you. He is the Spirit of Peace. He will help you if you ask. And if you would not consider yourself yet a Christian, not yet at peace with God, then ask him to help you. He will, if you ask sincerely. Father God, we pray that this week we will do all we can as your followers to be peacemakers, that we will do all we can for peace and to make peace wherever we go and make a difference in a world of conflict. We ask this, Father, through the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit of Peace, who lives inside all those who have peace with you. Amen.